biggest name dropper of them all, the CBJ's Jeff Remmer.
Every single Wednesday this here time, we talk to our guy, television voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets. It's name dropping with Jeff Remmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we today?
Excellent. Now, for the second week in a row, we're going to ask you about appetizers because I don't accept your French onion soup answer from last week. Taking soup or salad out of the equation. Maybe go back to your fat days in Washington hanging out with Larry King. What was the one thing that you would order more than any others for an appetizer?
Well, it's funny you ask because we're headed to dinner. My wife's in town. So we're going to start, or I'm going to start. I don't know what she is going to have, but I'm going to have a shrimp cocktail. How's that?
Oh, see, now that's a good, we didn't put that choice on the list, but that is an excellent choice.
A good shrimp cocktail is fantastic.
See, good for you. I'm glad we asked this question, Rims. I also have one other food.
I also like
question.
That you don't care what your wife wants. Like, I don't care what she wants. I'm getting a shrimp cocktail. She can sit in the car for all I care.
Let me ask you this,
though.
Can't
hear you.
I'm getting.
She can't hear you, Rick Ardotti.
I'm getting yelled at on Twitter because I said I don't like pickles. And I've never asked you this. Do you like pickles, Rims? Are you pro pickle or anti pickle?
I love pickles, particularly dill pickles. Dill pickles are my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, that's where we
just did all of that to get him to say, I love pickles, and now we're going to cut that up and use it in inappropriate situations. That's all we did right there.
That's fine. That's totally fine.
Jackets are starting up a – stop. We don't have time to waste now, Rimmer. Let's get on track, all right? Jackets are starting up a big four-game set here with Carolina. How important are these four games?
Well, let me take it a step further. Look at the next 12 games. 10 of the 12 are against the top three teams in the division. Four with Carolina, four with Tampa, and two with Florida, and two with Detroit. So this is the season right here. This is make it or break it time. The players today had their game faces on. They're going to take these one game at a time. I guess it's a cliche, as Seth Jones said, talking to us. But, hey, they're still very much in it. They're 4 points behind Chicago. They've got Dallas and Nashville breathing on their necks behind them. But and Nashville's getting Saros back, UC Saros, their goaltender. Dallas is starting to play better, but they're not going to have Sagan or Bishop, one of their top offensive players and a goaltender back for at least another 3 weeks and possibly five. It'll be into April before they return. So, yeah, four games against Carolina, very much playoff-type games. And the Jackets, in my opinion, have to win three out of the four.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, Rims. But that stretch you mentioned, 10 out of the next 12 being against these top teams, the next 12 games, that ends Thursday, April 8th with Tampa at home, second night of two home games with Tampa. Trade deadline is, the next week. So what do you think happens if – sorry?
Monday the 12th is
right. It's the next week. It's a few days after. So what I'm saying is, if they reach that stretch and they are not at the point where they look like they're going to make the playoffs, if that does come to that point, do you see this team being big sellers and unloading a bunch of guys that we've grown very fond of here, or do you think they will say, "Nope, we're not going to do that. It's not worth it," and they'll just ride out the rest of the year?
T-Bone, you can look at it two ways. Should the Jackets come to life here, and they're certainly capable of it, we've seen it before, they could become buyers. Now, if the flip side is there, yes, they could become sellers. Stories around the National Hockey League, teams are interested in some of the Blue Jacket players. We have players that contracts are coming to an end. So there is the possibility that they could make trades, but let me also caution that even if a Savard or a Foligno or a Riley Nash is traded, there's nothing that prevents them, and it's happened before in the National Hockey League, coming back and re-signing. In particular, Nick Foligno, he plans to make his home here when he retires. So, I mean, as far, and I've talked to Nick about this as recent as this week, and that is that he's hoping that he can lead the charge here and gets the Blue Jackets in the playoffs because, as I said, they're only 4 points back of Chicago.
Speaking of the Blue Jackets being buyers, why don't you tell us about your friends, Buyers Imports by the Airport, Rims?
I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was at the dealership yesterday getting some service done to the car. And I know I've said this here for the last couple of weeks, but the inventory, whatever you're looking for, any one of the imports seems to be growing. We're getting to that time now. Spring is what, next week? And they are growing by leaps and bounds as far as the inventory, whether you're looking for a Subaru or a Porsche or an Audi, and some of the new 2021s are there, and they are beauties.
Thank you, Rims. All right, it's name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. Let's do some name dropping. What do you have?
Well, like I said, I don't get a chance to visit with many people here with COVID and all, but I did have a conversation earlier on today with a great old friend and a guy that you guys are quite familiar with. And I thought I was going to have a scoop for you, but the New York Rangers just announced it here within the last 15 or 20 minutes. But talking to John Davidson earlier on today, and this to me is really quite fortunate. I said to JD, it could have been a lot worse, but their entire coaching staff is unavailable for their game tonight because one of the coaches failed a COVID test. So they're bringing up their minor league coaching staff.
I thought you were going to tell me that JD was going to coach the game tonight. Oh, I was getting excited about that.
Well, that would have been a big one. No, JD would not step behind the bench, but I certainly think he's capable of doing it. But he was a little frustrated, and I tried to cheer him up by saying, hey, you know, it could have been a lot worse. And if you really look at it, I've heard you guys talk about it here over the last little while. The March Madness, the NCAA tournament starts this week. I mean, we've already seen some teams having to bow out of the event. But, I mean, it's still quite amazing to me that with COVID as prevalent as it is, that we haven't seen more issues in the National Hockey League, certainly in the NBA, and now here in March Madness.
Have you heard
anything? All those virus-sniffing dogs they have at Blue Jackets practice, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm staying away from them.
That's not going to endear you to Torts, Rims, if you're afraid of the dogs. He loves the dogs. He'll get up there and mouth kiss them. No, you don't want that.
No, it's just the COVID-sniffing dogs that I stay away from. I love dogs.
That's right. I know. You've got your
own
dogs.
We know you love dogs. Trust
me. Have you started training your yapper dogs to sniff out COVID, or no? Is that not something you have time
for? No. I miss my three dogs. I haven't seen them, obviously, since the hockey season started, and it's going to be a while, I hope, before I see them again.
I was going to say, with your wife in town, who takes care of the yapper dogs?
We have a dog sitter.
Oh, look at you. Must be nice, Rims. Must be nice to have your butler in the house taking care of the dogs.
No, it's the maid that does that.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Butler's too busy with other things.
Yeah, the butler's there just in case we have any guests that come to the estate.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Rims. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week.